a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
Oh, that one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 982.
Happy Thursday, everybody. What's happening?
When I was walking into work earlier, had a guy chase after me.
No, what did you steal?
Nothing. I was walking along Chapel Street.
What did you drop?
That's what I thought. He tapped me, like chased me and tapped me on the back.
Well, better than tackle.
Yeah. What do you think it could be?
God, you've left something or you've left. I mean, you don't really use a card. You're a touch guy. I don't know. Change? Leftover change? Or you forgot your coffee. You bought a coffee and you forgot it.
No. I hadn't been. I was literally just walking down the street and a guy stops me. I take my headphones out. He seems excited.
John from the Daily Talk Show.
My first impression was, I'm like, he's seen the DVL video. And he's like, I think he's French, pointing at my t-shirt. And I was like, oh, you want to know about my t-shirt? Homie. It's a great brand, supports homeless people who are homeless.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that. What he was asking was about my cologne.
Oh, wow.
He's like,
that's key.
What's your cologne?
How did he get so close to you that he could smell? Was it fresh? Because I can't smell you.
It was within 10 minutes of leaving home.
Were you with Brie?
No.
So you've used Brie's deodorant?
No, it was my cologne. Brie got me some cologne.
The same one.
I don't know. So it's not...
But the same vibe.
Yes.
That woody, sort of earthy.
Exactly.
But, and they're quite distinct. Mm-hmm. Like they do make people run after you.
Mm-hmm.
But usually you're a creep if you are that person running. Like I've wanted to ask some women what their perfume is because I'm like, I really like that.
I want to buy it for my wife.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
But I don't. I don't chase anyone down. Yeah. I don't chase anyone down and tap on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy did. And so French man...
Mm-hmm.
Did you kiss it? Did you say, darling?
No, I straight away thought, look, this is going to sound pathetic, but I have no idea.
Yeah, got it bought for me.
Yeah. And so I called Brie.
On the spot?
Yeah. I'm like, sorry for the delay. Hang on, just calling Brie.
Oh,
like,
no. Brie, guys, and what was he doing?
He was just waiting as I'm like, because he was very keen and he was saying, oh, 302. Like he was saying this perfume or like cologne. I didn't know.
He had an idea of what it was.
But so I started thinking, I should have said, why do you want to know? Like I went down this real rabbit hole where it's like maybe. So I went from, he thinks I smell good to maybe he's involved in a criminal case and they smelt a perfume on someone and he didn't know what it was.
That is fair. It's amazing how smell triggers memories,
mm-hmm.
especially scents, perfumes, bring back your 21-year-old girlfriend mm-hmm. that you had.
Yes.
Or a nightclub experience where just, someone walked in drenched in it. Dude.
Does Amy wear perfume?
She's got a range, but mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you what they're called, any of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I know she's just got
like... Do you
have
a favorite?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Three. There's probably like three of them. Yeah, there's definitely one, this purplish bottle. She used to wear Stella. Was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have that anymore. But yeah, definitely. Did you hear about this spy syndicate that's been taken down in Australia?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I saw the headlines. I don't quite understand what it means.
Yeah. I mean, but just the thought of spies living mm-hmm. in the country trying to collect information
mm-hmm.
through government sources, they're becoming friends with police
mm-hmm.
units. It's just like, that blows my mind. They haven't released who it is or what country it is. They've said, it's almost like the royals. Mm-hmm. It's like, it wasn't the Queen that made the racist remarks. Uh-huh. That's all we're going to say. What they've come, ASIO have said, it wasn't China.
Oh, really?
So they've actually said, wasn't China because of the heat with China at the moment. But, dude, so I'm just in terms of,
it seemed that connected person to anti-terror stuff as well. That's what I found.
ASIO, the anti-terror mm-hmm. stuff, but this was specifically around spies, mm-hmm. a spy ring. Imagine being a spy, dude.
Yeah, well, the university lecturer who she was visiting Iran got held in prison 18 months, 2 years or whatever.
They thought she was a spy.
her husband was a Israeli, and so that apparently that's why they detained her. They thought that she was a spy.
Is this the one whose husband then cheated on her?
Yeah, yeah, not a good. She said it was worse than being in the Iranian prison, which is not really what you want to hear.
What, the cheating moment? Mm-hmm. Oh. And did she find out while she was in prison?
No. No, she was at quarantine with her mum in Sydney and saying, you've got to tell me, why is John my husband not, like, why haven't I seen him?
Dude.
It's not good. But anyway, the spies.
Yeah, the spy that pulled you over today.
No, so they wanted her to become a spy. Iran, like, they were saying, hey, like, how about you become a double agent?
Double agent.
Thinking that she's a spy, it's like, well, okay, you come and spy on the Australia. God. Interesting, isn't it? Spies in general.
Well, I mean, you're living a life of lie because every moment you're assuming an identity that isn't your own.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, you are lying, even if you just decide your name's Kevin and you're you work at a fruit shop.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're getting in that way.
Yeah.
You've still got to lie. It's not what you want to do.
It makes me think of the FBI. You know, Dave Ramsey, the financial guy, sort of the barefoot investor of the US.
Spy?
No, but he said, I was watching a video. He said, it's harder to get in to work with us, harder to work with us than it is to get into the FBI.
Really?
Like, mate, 10 interviews, you reckon?
Slightly different size business. Like, mm-hmm. One's a government agency. Yeah.
It's just harder based on scale. It's actually harder to get in to our business than it is to Dave Ramsey's, just based on how many people we're employing.
And what we can afford. Also, that is bizarre. That is bizarre. And so this man, how did it end? Other than, you know,
the
a hug and the best wishes.
The perfume stuff.
So you got onto Bree and she's told you? Could she even tell you?
Yeah, okay, she had to go find the. It was God.
And what did you, how much context did you say, Bree?
I said, I just said, guys, just stop me.
You said that in front of him?
Yeah, guys, just stop me. He wants to know what my cologne is. Can you? She's like, okay, yeah.
You think this is bullshit?
It was a great, like, it made my day a bit better because the thing is, the way that I took it was he saw me and said, I want whatever he's got.
Fair.
Which, that's quite a nice sort of thought, isn't it?
Well, it's nice to think that people want what you have.
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it wasn't just the smell. Maybe it was just my whole aura.
Did he ask for your number?
No. And so I gave him mine.
So he said, yeah, great, thank you, and walked off.
Yeah.
Ciao.
I wish that I'd known the what it was, so I didn't have to do the whole call-up thing. But there are friends.
Can you tell me right now what it
no.
is?
No. Fuck. I don't remember that stuff. It takes a lot. Like, it will take 6 times, and then I would have to also create some sort of memory game.
Can you get your phone out? Call Brace. A man has stopped me again. So say it and let's find out.
Let's find out should we find out what the perfume is?
But just say, do the whole call again. A man stopped me and I need to know.
Again?
Again, yeah.
Is it a bit silly?
No, it's silly. It's silly, but it's fun. She's probably in the
middle.
Hello. Sorry, someone stopped me again asking about the cologne. What cologne is it that I've got?
Are you joking?
No, it's ridiculous. 2 in one day.
How much did you put on today?
Not that much.
Oh, my God.
What's it called?
Wonderwood.
Wonderwood.
I think it's Comme des Garçons is how you say
Comme des Garçons.
It's from Mecca.
What number is it?
I don't know. Do you want me to take a picture of it for you?
Yeah, thank you. Right.
Okay,
love you.
I love you. Bye.
Is that how it went?
Yeah. She didn't ask how much
I put
on last time.
So that guy walked around with, he got no answer.
No, she said the number last time. She must have had the thing, but she's gotten over doing that.
Can I call Brie and say, hey, someone stop me asking what Josh's perfume is?
No, you'll piss her off. We don't want to blow up. But it's not like, you're not much of a perfume guy.
No, I've got my Dior Homme, which I use, but yeah, it's not stopping French men in the street.
Yeah. I'm racked about it. Yeah. It did make my day.
Wonderwood.
You're feeling really good at the moment about your neck.
Yesterday I said, I can't remember what came first, the compliment about my neck from Jess, just that I've shaved it and it's looking great, or me stating that my neck looks great. Like, you know, sometimes you drop a little hint to get a compliment. Mm-hmm. Can't remember though.
So what did you say? So you said something to Jess, did you?
I was saying something about how, you know, to feel when you're feeling a bit shit, your mm-hmm. appearance, not that it's everything and not that it's for other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's for yourself. You do something like shave your yeah. neck.
Mm-hmm.
You shave your neck because you want to.
It's going to change the way you feel.
Brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Put a suit on.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never do that. But like you'd dressing up, you know, yeah. like
uh-huh.
work ready.
Mm-hmm.
Jeans over shorts.
Yeah.
There's something slobby about shorts.
Well, see, this is the thing. I think that
I'm wearing shorts right now.
Well, you said to me yesterday, you're like, what about you shave your neck and put some jeans on? And
no, it was in the context of this mm-hmm. talk of saying.
But I don't feel like.
That there is a visceral change that mm. can happen when you are smartening up. And then Jess is like, oh, get a wing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, she was saying her eyebrows.
Yeah,
get
sure.
my eyebrows waxed. I feel a million mm-hmm. bucks. So it's about. And I was trying to say, and I think you've always pushed back on it because you're like, optics that other people have, I didn't give a fuck of.
No, well,
but it's the person, like the person and the feeling that they have themselves.
But the thing, I feel like whenever you get a haircut, when you come in, the first thing you'll say is, you should get a haircut.
No,
like it's very common.
I mean, you need a haircut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I do. There's no doubt. But I think that that's an unconscious thing that you
but
do.
Maybe it's like, no, I think it's because I'm feeling great. It's mm-hmm. like feeling fresh as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the point, fresh as fuck. And there's no doubt. It's like saying go for a walk. You will feel better probably after a walk.
Mm.
Most people. You're the walker preacher.
Yeah, I like a walk.
And so I see what happens, you know, when you're live by the sword, die by the sword.
Well, there's an article that a mate sent. Sorry, just throat issue still, guys.
Is that actual throat issues or yeah, you just yeah. choked on
no,
water?
No, I'm having issues with my throat. Got a message. slow walkers could be nearly four times more likely to die from COVID, study suggests.
How slow are we walking?
Well, the question is why?
Is it that walking fast, the...
So people who walk slow and are a normal weight could be almost 2.5 times more likely to develop severe COVID-19 and 3.75 times more likely to die from the virus than normal weight fast walkers.
So if your normal weight... Are they saying that if your normal weight... I don't know what that is, just mm-hmm. not technically obese.
Yeah.
And you're walking slow, it's like you're just, hey, lazy guy. Walk
or
faster.
I was wondering whether it's just that you're passing people slower.
that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is where it's like the six meals a day people.
Yes.
There's more consideration of your food eating six meals a day. Have you tried eating six meals a day? Pain in the ass. So yeah. then you're like, you don't want to eat shit for mm-hmm. six meals.
Yeah.
Because you're over it by the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's a loose statistic mm-hmm. that... People who eat six meals a day lose more weight or put more muscle mass on.
Yesterday, you spoke about the surprise for Amy.
Oh, yeah. Her best friend flew down from Sydney, had to lie to her all day. It was exactly what I thought. She thought that I was just being a dick, mm-hmm. evading the conversation.
Yeah.
Because I was like trying not to answer.
Yeah.
She's like, what was going on? Fully confused
mm-hmm.
that I was just being so shit. But the surprise worked.
Mm-hmm.
You were in on it.
Yeah.
Everyone was in on it.
You got the camcorders on it.
George was making small talk downstairs mm-hmm. while bringing Amy up. Camcorders. Oh, it's going to be a great video.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
And so what did you... So what, tell us, what was the reaction like?
Tears.
Mm-hmm.
Not as like, oh, my God, like holding, embracing,
uh-huh.
crying,
yeah.
which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great, you know, that's when the...
When was the last time they saw each other?
Oh, over a year because
mm-hmm.
of COVID hit.
We so never pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. So that would have been December 2019.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
December 2019, that Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a long time. And so first time that's, you know, he was going to come down in January and then the bloody borders closed again. Mm-hmm. Well, the lockdown happened. Like so many little things like that happened. But we got there.
Does Bodhi get the excitement?
he was more pumped up about going for dinner.
Yeah.
But he knew who he mm-hmm. was. which is nice. He's like, Uncle Ryan, but he's all, you know. Have you seen, you saw the surprise of Bodhi for his birthday when we had a surprise party. Yeah, yeah.
He lost like it. Surprises.
Well, I think he does, but in the moment, there's a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And kids, you know, like they feel like everyone's looking at, they are looking at you, but you feel like you need to shut off.
Mm-hmm.
And so close your eyes, that kind of stuff. Like,
well, you're just trying to process it, aren't you?
Well, yeah, it feels like if you close your eyes, the world's not there because then you're in your head.
Yeah.
But mate, I won the skill tester last night.
How many dollars did you spend?
$5 note went in. Third time. Bodhi went first.
What did you get?
I went third.
What did you win?
This stupid little teddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were aiming for it.
Yeah, because I was like, it's the one that I'll get if I like, that's most likely I'll
Plan
be
able B.
To Dude, it is what silly. What Bodhi called it Frank. And he's like, I don't really like this, Daddy.
Oh, really?
Like, mate, I won it. Imagine if I went something that he wanted, but I couldn't win it. Like his Spider-Man toy that was in there, couldn't get it.
Yeah.
It seemed too hard.
What do you think the cost of the Spider-Man toy recommended retail price would be?
Oh, $6.95 from Kmart. No, they're just crappy toys. They're just crappy little, this is the thing.
It's a scam.
Well.
Have you thought about just buying a stuffed toy, going up to the machine and saying to Bodhi, like whilst Bodhi's distracted, come out and say, look what I won. Yeah.
Well, he would love that. But I like the story that we got something, that we won something, because there would be no story. If we played the skill tester, won nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing good. Whereas we got this stupid teddy bear that he's called Frank and it's, and he doesn't like it. He wanted to actually give it away.
Is it was it at a pub?
Pub, yeah.
Does the pub own the machines, do you think?
Oh, I'm sure they're just leasing some space, you'd think.
Yeah, I wonder who it is that's filling it up, whether they literally just go to Kmart, buy whatever's on sale and put it in.
It's a good point. Where do they actually come from? Is there a business skill tester machines?
I wonder, well, like to buy one.
Is this like buying a multi-pack of Maxi Bonds and you can't sell them individually? You know, is that like...
Skill tester machine.
Surely skill tester companies are in with some suppliers and they say, we need to kit out a machine with 30 toys.
This is sick. eBay, arcade skill testers.
You can buy one.
Oh, my God. You can get the chocolate factory skill tester, the one where the chocolate lands in front of a block that moves, pushes back and forth.
And the idea, you want to get as many lollies in front of the block that's pushing.
How much would you pay for one?
I mean, if I was going to just spend, like I had a rumpus room or something, I'd only want to spend $250.
$1,300 for this one. But there is one for $250. One bid, it's got a day and an hour left. It's called the Clean Sweep. Looks like what you would have used last night. But it is fun. Like if you had if you had the space.
Well, imagine having like a theater room and there was a little room outside of that and it's got a popcorn machine.
Yep.
Well, Dave Lee who came on the show, he said he bought a popcorn machine. They didn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pain in the arse.
Yeah, yeah. What other things are commercial grade that you'd love in your house?
Well, cinemas is the go-to, like a cinema chair.
Yeah.
Like if you can get a reclining cinema chair, that'd be sick. My mate's got one of these Street Fighter. It was always, there's something about seeing in a house a pinball machine.
Yes.
Or a Daytona USA driving machine.
Oh, that's sick.
Like there's something about seeing that's like, wow.
So yeah, this person's doing well. Upright Street Fighter arcade machine with 3,500 games is currently at $1,800.
No one needs 3,500 games. Who does?
I nearly tried to negotiate with a guy to buy a karaoke machine.
What is a karaoke machine other than a mic?
A proper karaoke machine. Like imagine like an arcade.
Yeah.
And he had like 20,000 songs.
Mm.
And it was, I just remember I was so excited. I remember trying to buy one. What do you reckon a commercial karaoke?
I can't even tell you what does it do? Like how is it?
Mum got
stand
it for
in
a 40th. No. Mum got it for her 40th. It literally looks like an arcade machine, but it has like an up and down button. It has a microphone plugged in. It has a speaker and it has a screen, and you have all the songs and you can tap, 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 tap through the song that you want. Click it and it plays. Karaoke machine. I'm going to write arcade.
Do you know that karaoke nights, you get some sort of interesting characters coming to? Like the regular karaoke heads. There was a guy in Shep when I lived there. He'd go to the GV hotel and he was unique. But he was absolutely, he smashed it. Like he gave it everything every time he went up. And he was known around the town.
It's been quite good.
Well, that got, well, I mean, the thing about karaoke, I don't think it's, if you're a good singer, I don't think it's like necessary that you're going to be the best. The person who's out there and, you know, like the flamboyant or can move their body a bit, just gets a bit, you know, gets right into the fake guitar in the hand, you know, that kind of shit. That wins it for me.
Yeah, I remember being, I think it was in Croatia, and having a drive, like an Uber driver who had, he had like a i30 or whatever, and he'd replace the dash with a big screen.
Really?
And it played any YouTube video that you wanted. And I remember being like, I want that mod. Like, well, you don't see that in Australia.
What
you don't
country?
See people, Croatia.
Yeah. Do you reckon their laws are pretty lax about what
you can
do? Yeah,
but he's just like, yeah, it's all easy. Like, you just have to take the whole dash off. And I was really thinking about it. But that's one of the things with the Trev Long got me a dash cam.
Yeah.
But I want to do the proper wiring so it works when it's parked. But I can see me fucking it. I have to take it somewhere, surely.
You need Exhibit to Pimp Your Ride.
Yeah.
To come and fully deck it. I love that show back in the day. Just like the crappiest car gets the best makeover. Get 17 screens inside
and
of it.
A PlayStation.
To pull up at the local beach to open up the back and stand there and play PlayStation.
But imagine what it would be now, like what you do. So it would be like a Tesla, like a Cybertruck, and then you could have, just imagine like you could have 5G, like you'd be able to have a modem, like a internet.
That is good. How, Pimp My Ride 2021, what that would look like. It'd be pretty epic.
Because so
I mean,
shows.
Tesla's epic anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Tesla dances. It's got dance mode. Yeah.
Think about like MTV in its prime. There were so many good shows.
The best.
Where have they all gone? Cribs.
Cribs. There was even like individuals had their own, like Ryan Sheckler had this show called Life of Ryan. But it's because, so Life of Ryan was almost like a vlog of a young guy who's successful. So he was a pro skater and had like a Merc and used to do burnouts in it. Like it was wild. And he'd skate. How many people on YouTube, they're either scooter riders, skateboarders, have lots of money, own their own house and have this mansion where they just trash and fucking do jumps and build jumps. There's so many YouTubers. They're all on YouTube. So that's the problem. MTV is probably, there's a
what
lot
sort
of good
stuff
shows.
Are they doing now though?
I don't even know. Where do you
originals.
Watch it?
Well, like back in the day, it was on MTV, like, you know, you'd have a cable subscription like Foxtel.
So that's the issue too, that it is no central place. That
Nickelodeon.
You get it.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it? Here are all the shows. I'm trying to think of any that Street Party. Didn't know that one.
No. Is this new shows or old shows?
Oh, so that's music shows, new shows, reality shows. Here you go. Man, they've done a lot. Viva La Bam.
That was
Pimp My Ride, yeah.
Yeah, Pimp My Ride, Jackass, Viva La Bam.
Date My Mum. I Want a Famous Face. Miss 17. My Super Sweet 16. That was a great show. Do you remember that?
Yeah, vaguely.
Rich kids getting parties. They're 16th, and it was just ridiculous. Next, which I think was like a dating thing where you'd be saying next.
It was
sort
Tinder.
Of thing.
Next.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many good ones. I mean, like Laguna Beach is awesome. The Hills is awesome.
Think about those times, though. It was harder to make a reality show for yourself. Now, everyone can have their own reality show.
Yeah.
If you've got an iPhone.
I was so big on all of the talk shows, Jenny Jones, Maury Povich, Jerry Springer.
I know. Queen Latifah. Jerry Springer's on Cameo nowadays.
Yes.
You should get a Do you want me to get you a cameo for your 40th?
Yeah, yeah. I'd love that.
From Jerry Springer.
We're planning that. Talking about things of the future that we're planning, episode 1000, only 18 episodes away.
Is it 18? April 7th. There is a vibe, I did think, because it's like the weekend after Easter.
Mm-hmm.
What if you took Good Friday and Easter Monday off, which would push it to a Friday? So it's like the end of the week. End of the week, we could have like a fun, you know, Jess wouldn't be here for the show if it was on the 7th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good idea.
Part of the team.
We should speak to the long weekend. Ryan Shelton. We need to work out his availability because that's really important.
But Friday, Arvo, fun one at the end of the week. Idea.
And so one of the things that I was thinking was what could we do? What some sort of... You know, we've done 1,000 episodes. Like, look at, I would love to like track the energy of the Daily Talk Show. Think about like probably 500 episodes ago when we're talking about what episode 1,000 would mean.
Yeah. Well, all of these things never end up. So it's like goal setting. When you arrive, quotation marks, the feeling isn't what you thought it would be most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's something in the beauty of not having something where you're thinking about how you can get it and what it'll all mean, which is just sad, really. No, but that's why it's like episode 2000. Like, there's something in knowing that it won't feel like you think it will, but still then just that journey, having that energy for the journey. And so what you're talking about is all that time, the energy of that thought of what it will be will be interesting. To if we can pull on that stuff.
And so what would you like for episode 1000? Anything?
Anything? Nah, no, let's not do it. Let's skip. Let's go from 999 to 1001. No, I don't know. There's something. This is where we need help because I feel like I am a bit sort of stumped on what to do because you end up going, you want to go so big.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do
what does that look like? Just start throwing out ideas.
You know, secret flight with Qantas. You rock up one day, fly and do a show somewhere in the country for a day, something representing the 1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always a go-to. A bit hard.
Yeah. Go on. What else?
What else is there? The fireworks, which you pointed out, would be, you know, go out with a bang.
Yeah. I'd love to go
into the thousands with a bang.
Yeah. Like getting a pyrotechnician. Yeah. To let off a single firework would be fun.
Just one bang. Or 1,000 fireworks. 1,000.
It'd be very
it's expensive.
Yeah.
Love fireworks. One of my favorite things.
Anything else?
I thought about 1,000 centimeter. 1 meter.
Oh, yeah.
1,000 centimeter subway because you can get meter long subways or meter long pizzas. 100 centimeters.
Yes.
So then a 10 meter.
Yeah, 100 centimetres is a meter.
We need something 10 metres. Go jump off the 10-metre diving board, 1,000. Is that right, 1,000?
Yeah. We could do, what about, I remember it was big in Endeavour Hills where I grew up. I think we did the world's longest banana split. And it's
how
funny.
How long is it?
Yeah, well, you just imagine.
Banana can only be so big, right?
Yeah, no, but so this is the thing. When you think about the world's largest banana split.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never going to look what you think. Like, I imagined, imagine the big banana, but you can eat it. It's literally like a tin, container that's being cut so that they could stick it all together. Oh, so everyone would have. So it's imagine it's just, you know, 500 servings of banana split all next to each other. It's a COVID nightmare now.
Maybe that is the influence is like it's big, but it's not actually like it's gimmicky big.
Yeah.
So there's something like the meter long pizza. We've been to a restaurant. We only went half a meter.
Yeah.
And that still was enough for three people. There's something in like meter long or 1,000 calories, 1,000 calorie. You have to do a 1,000 calorie drink.
Yeah, it's a kilometer, 1,000 meters.
So
1 kilometer. We're going to, let us know. Hi at the Daily Talk.
1,000 guests, 1,000 people. Well, I was thinking, imagine if you like passed it on. It was like a pass on where you send them a link and then they open it, say hi, and it goes, they say you have to send that to somebody who will open it. nightmare.
It sounds fucking annoying.
It sounds real annoying. I mean, there is also something in the thousand minute show
where I think we worked out that was
6 hours or something.
No, well, I said 1,000 seconds. I think GB worked that out to be 16 minutes. It'll be our shortest show ever.
That's quite funny too. What would you pack in? I mean, the intro runs longer than that. 1,000 minutes divided by 60. 16 hours. That's it's not.
It's not 24 hours, but still decent. We could do it. We could do 16 hours.
You'd want to do it on a Friday to go into the weekend.
Yes.
Imagine doing that on a Wednesday and just cooking the whole.
Let's try
rest
and talk to let's talk to the team. So you'd be talking about doing it on April 16.
No, 7, 8, 9. So what was the date of it?
Or April 9. No. Sorry, it's April 9. Yeah. So it was going to be
April 9.
April 7, Wednesday the 7th.
Yep.
If we did the,
took
Monday
the long weekend.
Yeah.
Took the long weekend because in Australia there's public holidays.
And so then it means that, it lands on Friday the 9th.
Which is kind of cool because we never knew when this was going to land. We did, 12 shows a week at one point. And so.
Funnily, the next day. Is the day that there's a barbecue at my place.
Maybe we move Meat Fest to the Friday.
To the Friday. But then, we'll see. I think we still do Meat Fest. Meat Fest will be fun.
Definitely, definitely.
It could just be sort of like off the back, like,
It's like a slow paced. You've probably never been to one, but a recovery party.
Yeah. It's like a recovery.
So, like weddings, everyone's trashed. And then the next day, it's like just lounging around.
I like the idea of making it a Friday. Perfect.
Good vibe. I'd struggle when midweek thinking we've got to come back and do a shoot tomorrow.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you've got any suggestions.
Any. If you have a business that wants to get involved, if you have something that you want to give to us.
What about a cup? The cup stuff.
Yeah,
so
cups.
We'll have Tommy is organizing a cup crane.
Cup crane. Love that.
He'll be able to hoist down. From top level of our building to the bottom. And so you would be able to arrive, press a button, and the cup would come down and you'd put money in it and then...
Donation.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you'd have to come pick it up. But
I'm
never
comfortable with donation just because it sounds like we're a charity.
Well, we are.
pay what you think it's worth.
It is... we are the... what's that restaurant called? It called?
Lentil is Anything.
We're the Lentil is Anything of podcasts. Yeah. But we don't do as good as Lentil or anything.
I think they were struggling for a bit, maybe. People weren't paying.
You talking about us?
send us an email, though. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com, and we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.